Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly. And I've got a good one for you today, because if you want to pay with cash, it's going to cost you. So please take a second. Please like the video, comment in the video, share it. And today we have a sponsor, Great Pacific Mining. But let's get right into it. First things first, guys, cash is king. Cash has always been king. But lately, what we've experienced is less and less businesses that want to take cash for you to have, you know, transact with them. Now, City of Los Angeles has said, no, you have to have cash. You have they demand that you take cash, or they're going to start penalizing businesses that have that. But not everybody's following along with this. Here's the most disturbing thing. We've talked about banks, Bank in Australia, Macquarie Bank, that is not going to allow cash transactions in the next 6 weeks. That's one. The next thing is, how about if you run a business that accepts cash and now you're going to have a difficult time depositing cash? Okay, there is all these rules now where they want to charge you to bring cash into their institution. Huh? Really? Yeah. No, can't do that. So they're charging anywhere based on per $100, 20 cents to 40 cents per $100. Now, you can sit there and say, that's really not that much money, Dan. It is, because let's say you're a nail salon, hair salon, gas station. Not everybody pays with a card. Not everybody has a card. So they're starting to charge for this. And what they're trying to institute is a fee for a cash fee to use it at businesses. Now, eBay just announced that they're getting rid of American Express because of the excessive fees. And see, here's the thing. When I did a lot of, I had a business that did a tremendous amount of credit card transactions, over $800,000 in a year. When I had that, the one thing was we were constantly negotiating those terms, incentives, discounts, different things that we could get to make it worthwhile to do business with, you know, our merchant carrier. And if we ever had a dispute or anything like that, they agreed how they would, you know, time frame and everything like that. Well, it's not always the case, guys. eBay is dropping American Express right now because of the fees. It's too much. It's too much. And let's face it, you know, I've purchased a lot on eBay. And, you know, when you start to do things with eBay, you know, it's the fees that kill you on all this stuff. So they want to eliminate that. Now, the next thing is restaurants that don't want to accept fees. I recently was at a Tender Greens restaurant and walked up with cash and realized I left my wallet in the car. And they're like, I'm sorry. You would have thought I asked the guy for a loan. He was like, no, cash. No, we don't take cash, sir. Not here. So he was a jerk about it, okay? And you know, if somebody else can pay for you, so I didn't, okay? So had to go back to the car to get a card to swipe it, and wanted to be Burt Reynolds and slice his throat with it, but I didn't do that. Anyways, if you saw that movie, you'll know what I'm talking about. The problem with it is that we're seeing more and more of these banks that they're having problems with, that are making it too expensive to deal with these different excess charges. Statement fees, you want to call us. One of my credit cards just announced, hey Dan, you want to have a paper statement? It's going to cost you $2 a month, Mr. Video Guy. Okay, so yeah, it's ridiculous, but you're going to see this problem only grow. Now, Los Angeles is trying to enact a law that will make it that you have to accept cash. You've got cities like New York, Philadelphia, and San Francisco that say it's mandatory. The state of New Jersey says you have to accept cash. How about this one? The state of Massachusetts, I didn't know this until I started researching this for this video. Since 1978, you have to accept cash for transactions. Now, there's a woman that runs, the CFO for Mad Greens in Colorado. It's a fast casual restaurant, she says, hey, listen, cash is difficult. Cash is a real headache. Cash makes it so you have to have more staff. You have to have more security, you know, things like the count room and things like that. And it creates more of a headache having cash, where if something's swiped, it is, you're going to have less problems down the road. Now, talked to a couple restaurant owners as I did this, and they said, listen, we hate cash, but we take it. And when I was in a lower income community, they said they get more cash transactions than in the higher income communities. And a high-end restaurant told me, we don't even talk about it anymore because, Dan, everybody just pays with cash. Everybody wants to give us, I mean, everybody pays with their card. Nobody wants to pay with cash. So that's what they're seeing. You know, what are you seeing? What are you experiencing with this? Now, let's face it, this is a headache. When you go to a venue and you don't know that they are cashless, for example, Anaheim Stadium, you guys know I go to the baseball games. And one thing that's funny is from the second you get into the parking lot, they have these signs, this is private property. They can do whatever they want. But if you want to park your car for $20, I mean, it's no cash, it's card only. And at the beginning of every season, the last three seasons since they've done this, it's been a headache where you can tell the lines are backed up because people are like, I don't have a card. What are you gonna do? And then they have to go and they have to turn around and get out of there, and it creates a total mess. But you can always tell when you pull up to the parking lot with the 12 different areas who's not accepting cash. Now, more and more restaurants are not having a cash basis and, you know, doing this, and there's a list below that you can go through and take a look at. And again, I'm not gonna shame these people. I just think it's ridiculous that you turn people down. I think it's, hey, we don't accept credit cards. You know, it's cash only. I mean, if somebody does that, then you think, oh, this guy's a criminal. He's a gangster. He's just trying to beat the man by not having a bank account and not paying the system. Think about this. You know what I mean? Cash only, cash only. If you went to your mechanic and it was cash only, your contractor, anybody, you know, you would think that. And that's what they're getting the reputation of, okay? So you're seeing more and more of this, and it's getting more and more expensive. But, you know, cash fees, what they want to do is charge you at a restaurant 4%. So how about this? You walk to a restaurant and there's a 4% charge on it for paying cash. Wouldn't that drive you nuts? It would drive me insane if I had to pay that. So you're going to start to see people, as they get more desperate and they make less money. All we've talked about lately is how we're being told how great everything is, and it's not good. Things are at a standstill. Business is at a standstill. There is no growth. You don't have enough money left over. You have less than you did a year ago. Everybody does. And the point of this is that you can't go to your customers and say, hey, I know I used to charge you per session $90. Now it's $160. They would say, you're out of your mind, okay? And again, think of professionals. Think of all these different people that just can't raise their prices right now. That's what you're experiencing. Now, I want to show you something from the stadium that is very interesting. And that is Anaheim Stadium. Oh, you don't have a credit card here? Well, you can go get a credit card over here. You just bring cash. So I'm going to show you guys what this is and what the fee is for this. So take a look at this. Audio. Now, this is the machine. When you're at Anaheim Stadium, where the Angels play, like so many other stadiums, you can't use cash. So what they do is you can convert cash to a card. Let's talk about our sponsor, Great Pacific Gold Corp. Their ticker symbol is FSXLF. Now, we have heard so much about gold lately and how it is just going through the roof and the prices are going higher, and it's time for the gold mining stocks to take off. And I have a real opportunity for you because this is exciting. When you look at a gold mining stock, there are three things to look at. Okay, the three things are the land package. Where are they drilling? Where do they have their gold mine? That's important. The management team is the second most important. And the third is their exit strategy. You have to look at all three of these. Now, Great Pacific has got something very exciting. Their CEO is a man named Brian Slusarchuk. Now, Brian was involved with one of the greatest mining success stories ever, a company called K92. Now, Brian took a $2 million bet on K92 and its mine. And what he did was he took this mine in Papua New Guinea and turned it into a mine that not only produced a ton of gold out of it, but it went from being worth just a couple million bucks to a multi-billion dollar company. Now, K92 is an absolute success story. The advantage to what Great Pacific did, first of all, is Brian has now joined Great Pacific. He is the CEO of the company now. And what he did was he brought players in like Rex Motton, who has 30 years of experience, and he has people involved in the company that know the mining experience. Now, what they're starting to do is they're doing their pre-drilling and they're doing their deeper drilling right now, and they have purchased land that is right next to the K92 property. It's adjacent to it. So the advantage to this is that they feel that this is going to be very exciting and an absolutely huge opportunity for this. Now, here's the difference. You've got a stock that at the filming of this is under 70 cents a share, and it could have a huge, you know, uptick for you. So do your own due diligence when it comes to this. Do your own research. I always recommend that. But what's exciting about this is that you've got all these players that were involved with other mines that were incredibly successful that are now involved with Great Pacific. So take a look at it today and look at FSXLF as an investment. And I'm excited about this because rarely do you see the opportunity to go back to a time machine. And that's what somebody had told me that they felt Great Pacific was. It was like going back. If you could go back and look at the K92 model and you could recreate that and you see these veins of gold that they have and that they're mining right next to that, it's very exciting. Take a look at it today. Now, a few things. During K92's success in Papua New Guinea, they, you know, were in a bear market when it came to metals. Now that we're in a bull market, all bets are off. Plus, when you have a management team that is experienced, that's done this before, you need to take a look at that. That's why Great Pacific is very excited and something to look at. But the area of Papua New Guinea, you need a friendly government to run a drilling operation of any type globally. The advantage to Papua New Guinea is this. Look at this picture. This is the CEO of Newmont Mining. That is the world's largest mining company and also the only mining company that Warren Buffett's ever invested in. The man with him is the president of Papua New Guinea. They have the full support of the government, which is a huge deal. But when you look back at history and you look at repeating itself, you have to look at the fact that they did projections for gold being at $2,300 an ounce. Now it's much higher. And think about this from the layman, okay? When we look at mining, how can you tell if it's a good area to mine in? Well, they do this based on the number of tons, okay? Pull up tons, and then you determine how much gold is, you know, extracted from a ton that they pull out. Well, the advantage to this is that the Great Pacific property is running four times, okay, the amount that you would normally have for a successful mine. So this is incredibly exciting. You need to take a look at this. Again, do your own research on stuff like this. But when you have winners like this and these people that have done this before, this is an incredibly exciting time. Take a look at FSXLF, Great Pacific Mining Corp. check it out today. I think it's a winner, guys, but do your own due diligence, check it out, and take a look at it today. I'm gonna finish this video with this last stat. And did you know that there was a thing called Regulation D? And that if you had a savings account, you could not take out more than 6 transactions per statement cycle. So if your statement's quarterly, it would be 6 transactions a quarter. If it's monthly, monthly. That was repealed in 2020. Oh, anybody tell us that? No. But researching this video, I found that out. Read that below. So if you have a bank that's charging you for that, they're not supposed to be charging you for that. So, do you use cash? Please don't forget to hit the like button. Please don't forget to subscribe to the channel. And if you want to email me, hello@iallegedly.com. Onward and upward, guys. I will see you very soon.